This is the story of Henri Rousseau, who said he'd seen rainforests in Mexico and painted huge jungle scenes, even though he'd never left France in his life. He worked as a customs inspector by day, which is why he was nicknamed Le Douanier. He also loved music and would often play the waltz that he wrote for his wife. In a small room in Paris, he picked up his brush, created a landscape so vivid and lush. He'll take you to places you could never go, the strange and magical world of Henri Rousseau. In the botanical gardens he made studies of plants and then painted each blade of grass and each leaf in a different shade, with the sun or the moon shining through. And into this jungle of hundreds of greens, he added the wildest creatures he'd seen in drawings and photographs from magazines, and also on trips to the zoo. Lions and antelopes, tigers and snakes, jaguars, horses and human-faced apes, all gathered together in a small studio, the strange and magical world of Henri Rousseau. Exotic birds perch in exotic trees, suspicious eyes peeking out through the leaves of gigantic flowers that could only grow in the strange and magical world of Henri Rousseau. Some laughed at his paintings and critics attacked the artistic training they said that he lacked. But the avant-garde artists all thought he was great and threw him a party in 1908. All the young hotshots of Paris were there, Brancusi, Picasso and Apollinaire. They all loved the pictures they'd come to know of the strange and magical world of Henri Rousseau. Exotic birds perch in exotic trees, suspicious eyes peeking out through the leaves of gigantic flowers that could only grow in the strange and magical world of Henri Rousseau. The strange and magical world of Henri Rousseau.